Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Hey, Foxy, obviously yesterday we celebrated your birthday. How did you go?
Yeah, you did so well.
You didn't see Trixie in the morning when you got
She's so funny. So, and a big thank you again, guys. You just went all out for my birthday. It's so nice because you get to an age where you don't really care about birthdays.
Oh, I'm so tired from helping organise everything for your birthday.
But when your friends make you feel good on your birthday, when you don't really care, you go, wow, life's great, isn't it, to have great supportive mates. And anyway, so got home. Oh, I had an appointment with my accountant yesterday.
Oh, why would you schedule that?
Don't get me wrong. As much as I love Shane and Chris.
Did you walk in and say, oh, God, there's a couple more zeros in there?
No.
What happened?
No, you know. No, meetings with your accountant are quite the opposite.
You and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so then I got my nap in. Like, all I wanted for my birthday was a nap.
You love your nap.
Oh, God. I love a nap.
Yes.
And pregnancy hormones make you have need naps more.
Yep.
Growing a human, Byron, don't make me feel bad.
No, you love your nap. I think it's great.
Anyway, then.
Jeez. Interesting decision. Sensitive.
Trixie is so cute. So I've picked her up at school. We've got home. There's balloons on the, so the you go into the garage. No. It's funny you should mention them.
Are they sore?
Yeah, they're swollen and sore.
Oh, dear.
The balloons on the lawn. So when were you going through the garage, there's a door and she's put balloons there. And then she's gone, Mummy, wait a second. And she's opened the door. And then next minute she's lying down. I've got a ramp that goes up into the laundry. And she's lying down. She said, Mummy, lie down. Look, I've put a movie on the back of the laundry door. So when you shut the door, the sliding door, she's put all these pieces of paper with drawings and it was a little movie.
That's so cute.
And then we went into my bedroom and she's wrapped presents and put them on my bed.
Did she stick a couple of Kit Kats under the pillow for when you wake up in the middle of your nap?
She didn't.
It would have been a nice touch, wouldn't it?
Yeah. When I was in rehab, I had them under my pillow. So good.
Do you know the irony of all ironies at the moment? I'm cutting back on sugar in the house.
Oh!
She's got it all stacked as she pulls out a Daryl Lee Jaffers out of her.
Trixie's gone, Mummy, can I have dessert? I've gone, Trix, we're just having one dessert from now on.
Oh, Mum's already had six.
101.9 The Fox.
Look, I think traditionally as a team, we're committed to surprises. We like surprising each other. And I think that's a lovely part of friendship when you, particularly around birthdays, we want to surprise each other. But they can backfire and they tend to backfire within this team. Like yesterday, it was my birthday and as a lovely gesture, my very good friend, Brendan Favola, knew because I mentioned last week that I loved, when I was a kid, when I was about 10, I really wanted an Alf doll. And if you don't know Alf, Alf was a sitcom in the early 90s.
Great show.
Popular furry little creature.
A furry little alien. And when I say little, he was, I think, like 1 foot. Like he was a tiny little, like half a metre tall. And anyway, so Fev, you hired an Alf costume.
Yes, I did.
And I came in yesterday morning and I was not expecting a 6'4" Alf monster.
Do you know how much
to walk up to me?
How have much? A guess.
To hire that? 40?
$100 To buy it.
You had to buy it. Have you bought that?
$153
Oh, get out.
Jeez, it's expensive.
Oh, my gosh, you bought it.
It's also a costly surprise.
It is.
As well as a horrific ordeal.
Like
yes, it was. So there I was on the couch. It's 5 past 5 in the morning. I'm very tired. And because it had funny little Alf feet, Fev's feet couldn't get in it. So he was sort of waddling like a zombie.
I was hovering.
He came at me and as a pregnant woman, I could have gone into early labour.
Oh, whoops.
If you played that to anyone without any context, they'd be like, what's just happened to that
I
poor lady?
I know. And that's the thing. That's as a rule within this team, when any one of us is pregnant, no pranks.
Next time I'm pregnant, I look pregnant at the moment.
Okay, for the rest of this pregnancy, I urge you not to try to scare me or prank me.
Okay,
that's fair. It wasn't meant to scare you, though. That's the thing.
You've now seen the footage. In fact, I had some of little Trixie's friends come up to me at pickup yesterday going, oh, that was so scary. I'm like, yeah, that was terrifying, and I'm a grown woman.
Sorry. I've got some good video of before you got there.
No, don't
what
show that.
Elf was doing.
Don't show that.
That will never see the light of day. And if your cloud ever gets hacked, you're in trouble. Like that is.
I'd delete that off every hard drive. That wasn't. Your mom, no, sure. Don't.
Now, 131060. Have you attempted a prank? Or, you know, do a little fun scare on one of your friends and it's backfired because
great.
This is when, you know, you think, oh, I'm just going to pretend to break into their house and suddenly the police are there because
right.
they took it seriously.
Because these stories would serve as a warning to not do it. So
absolutely. You like can think you're doing a prank
yes.
and then the next minute the police have turned up or someone's cancelled their holiday because you pretended that the, you know, your flight, you rang them on Flight Centre, your book, your flight's been cancelled and then they don't go away. Like, I think I've heard so many of these stories over the years, and I think I hang out with too many wannabe pranksters.
Someone at the footy club one year, for an example, Boxy, we took one of the guy's keys out of his locker, and we used to always move the cars. Mm-hmm. So when you come out, your car was gone, which is so funny. When it happens to you, it's not. Mm. Anyway, we grabbed this one guy's car, and we parked it out on Royal Parade. Mm. And it was we parked it in a no zone.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so we've trained, and everyone's got their cameras ready to go to watch this bloke get his car, and he's walked out and can't find it. Goes in the footy club, can't. Boys go, I've never seen it. Oh, walk out and it's gone. It's been towed.
Oh,
it's been towed.
So we had to ring the cops thinking your car got stolen. So we had to keep going with the gag. Because you can't tell him we moved it. So he had to keep going. And then anyway, 2 days later, the Rego got found at one of the ports where they put the costume like, I don't know, like $300 to get this car out.
Do you know what the thing about working with you is? I just came up
with I didn't say it was me.
I came up with a creative and then the cops get called and then you actually have a story where you prank someone and they just work on.
There's plenty more.
Oh. Maybe we get another one after this song. And your stories as well of pranks that haven't quite gone as planned. 13, 10.
Got his car back 2 days later, $358 fine or something. Unlucky.
101.9. The Fox.
And we're talking surprises or pranks. When they've backfired, like yesterday, Fev dressed up as an elf doll, but he was a 6'4" elf doll and tried to surprise me for my birthday. And as a pregnant woman, I nearly went into preterm labour. It was intense, Fev.
When I found the elf costume online a couple of weeks ago after our discussion, I did not think the end game would be you absolutely petrified,
yeah, no.
screaming on the couch.
I know.
I felt really bad.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
It's okay, but I expect it from you, and you've just given me off air about 5 examples of workplace pranks you've done over the years, which we'll get to. Jake first in Ivanhoe. Hi, Jake.
Good morning.
Jake, have you had a surprise go badly?
It almost went very badly.
What happened?
A few years ago, I bought a new boat. And middle of summer, the boys wanted to go out. They were pestering me and I was busy working. So they thought they'd go up to my holiday house during the week and pinch the boat. My grandparents rocked up to my holiday house on the weekend. They've gone into the garage to go, Jake, your boat's been stolen. We've called the police. I had no idea. They came down, took all the prints, did all the standard stuff and found out that the boys had pinched it. They almost got arrested.
Oh, wow. What did you end up having to say to the cops? I'm so sorry, this was a prank. My friends took it.
Yeah, that's it. They wanted to interview everyone and make sure it actually was a prank. It almost backfired on them.
Wow. Speaking about prints, remember when I told you that story when I climbed on the roof, pissed at a family barbecue, and I kicked the window in accidentally and smashed?
Yes, and your mum's never known.
And then we went out that night. Or that day, and then we came back and the window was smashed and Alex was like, oh my God, we've been robbed. And the kids are like, oh, and I was like, and I just went along with it. Then I went down the street and Alex called the cops and the cops came and they did the fingerprints and stuff. And I'm sitting there to the copper going, oh God, what's happened here? And he's like, oh, obviously someone's tried to kick your window in the top in and obviously they haven't come in. And I'm just like, oh, geez, Christ, thanks so much for coming, knowing well that the night before, when I was pissed trying to get the footy off the roof, I kicked it with my big 13-size foot.
Yes. You didn't think of telling Al?
No, I didn't. And the kids were petrified. I'm like, don't worry, Dad's here. I'll look after
you. I'll protect you from the wannabe burglar. Oh, my. Okay. Elias.
That's a new low.
I mean, I want to hear other people's stories, but I'm surprised we took calls because we could have just heard your stories all morning, Feb. Elias in South Morang. Hi, Elias.
Good morning, Tiffany. Happy birthday for yesterday.
Well, thank you very much. You're very sweet.
How long is this going to go on for?
Well, yeah, maybe all week. Might be birthday
day.
Week.
All week.
Thank you, Elias. Now, what surprise went badly or went wrong?
Well, so my dad used to own the fruit shop in Alhalloran Hill in South Australia on the top of Main South Road. And there's a service lane, 3 lanes of traffic, and 3 lanes of traffic oncoming. And we had a friend of ours who was a bricklayer. He had like a tipper truck with a cement mixer on the end. And we just thought it'd be funny just to, you know, move the truck and hide it from him. But we couldn't get it started. And, you know, it was a stick shift. So we left it in neutral, forgot to put the handbrake on, and walked out of the truck. Oh. So as we're walking away from the truck, somebody at the fruit shop yelled out, "The truck's rolling." The truck started to roll. So there's a service lane. It started to roll, went over the medium strip over the service lane into traffic.
What road was that on?
Over a Main South Road in Halloran Hill.
Yep.
So it went into three lanes of traffic and went onto the second medium strip. And by this time, I chased it and caught it and opened the door. And then it went into oncoming traffic.
Jeez.
And as I went to hit the brake, it actually threw me off the truck. And then it turned around, and there's a BP service station at the bottom of the hill.
On the corner of that road?
Main South Road. This story was, like, told for years back in the 90s. So then it came rolling, and it was heading for the petrol station, and then came to a complete stop in the median strip again.
Oh,
nobody heard. No cars hit.
Is that the BP on the corner of the South Road?
That's amazing, Elias. That's
amazing.
That could we laugh. That could have been.
It's like, that could have been tragic.
Tragic.
Yeah. The scenario on those insurance ads, that's like one of those. Like
that
those
is,
lucky
you're so
types.
Lucky, Elias.
Whoa.
Great dinner party story,
they
though.
They would have called Amy, I reckon, after that.
They would have. Definitely.
And he would have said, "I'm on the corner of South and Elias."
Right, Beck in Wyndham Vale. Hey, Beck.
Hey, guys.
Beck,
what happened when you attempted a surprise?
So it was more of a prank. Yeah, my little sister wouldn't answer my phone calls. So I sent a message saying that I was in an ambulance on the way to hospital and I needed her to pick up my son from childcare.
Once
I'd sent that message, my phone died.
What happened?
Yeah.
They
called my mum, my husband at the time. They had to call childcare to try and get a childcare seat. So I had to call childcare and let them know that it was just a prank.
So how long did your sister and your family think you'd been in an accident?
Probably at least an hour. They ended up, my little sister and her partner turned up at my house and were just fuming.
That's amazing.
Now, Fev's got about another 9 stories, Fev. I'm not sure she'll take...
You know what? I reckon we save them for another day. Yeah. He's got about 9
the
stories.
The story I'm going to tell you about when we lit up a bin?
We do.
Nah, we'll do it another time. I've just got to contact my lawyers first.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Okay, this is interesting news today that shocked me. Sometimes in for a peek behind the curtains, I guess we all wake up pretty early. Our alarm goes off about 4:15, 4:30, get straight online, check the news overnight because we're responsible broadcasters that want to bring you up-to-date news.
That's
this
what
one,
you and I do.
Yeah, I don't know what Byron's doing. And he gets in here late.
Asleep at about 5.
So what are you doing? But often I read the news with one eye open, quite honestly, because I go, okay, let's have a look at this. I'm just scrolling. This one got two eyes open and I sat up in bed.
This is
it's amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, so it is now official. Kylie Jenner, the little one, the youngest,
the little
Kim Kardashian's
one that everyone
sister.
Used to laugh at and go, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, when you used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians when it started, the scrawny, freckly little kid, she is now worth more than Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
She is now officially the youngest billionaire. Billionaire in the world.
Billionaire.
It's unbelievable.
Kylie Jenner, youngest self-made. You've got to do all the extra. I've got to qualify all of this because there'd be, you know, billionaires to Arabian princes that just inherited it.
Sure.
She's the youngest self-made billionaire. Now, what a journey. A couple of things I want to unpack with this, Fev. How's Kim feel?
Yeah.
I started this. If I hadn't done that sex tape, you would not be here, sister.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
She'd sit, I reckon, at a family lunch. Kim would say, the sacrifices I made for you girls to become millionaires and billionaires.
Do you know I was going to say exactly the same stuff you just said?
We have become the same person.
You are the same person.
Say, they'd be sitting there over a big bottle of Cristal or something like that and going, oh, Kim, if you didn't make that sex tape, I wouldn't be richer than you. And she goes, well, mate, that's exactly what I was going to say.
And do you know who I think? You know the person who's missing in all of this?
Bruce?
No, no. Well, Caitlin.
Caitlin now.
Well, no, he
won a gold medal. Because I'm saying he was famous.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the person I don't think is getting credit for this, because we've now got, let's be honest, Chloe, Kendall, Kim, Courtney, they're all millionaires. Kylie's now a billionaire.
What about Rob?
Do you know what? Oh, poor Rob. Well, Rob's got his China. Socks. He's got his socks. He's got a sock range. You know who these people, this family really need to thank? Randy J. I mean, if he hadn't made that video with
Kim. Made that video. Does he get any
Ray J.
Ray J. He's Brandy. Oh, sorry, Brandy's brother, Ray J.
Brandy's
Ray J.
Does he get any money for that?
Oh, if I were him, I would be calling Forbes and going, I need a piece of this self-made billionaire action, because if I hadn't filmed Kim in bed with me, none of this would be happening.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, this was an interesting one. This was Andrew O'Keefe, the wonderful AOK television personality. He did something that
Deal or No Deal would be best known for.
I'd say The Chase.
The Chase, of course.
And then prior to The Chase, I think Deal or No Deal was about 5-6 years ago.
Wonderful.
Anyway,
Deal or No Deal.
He's great. He's wonderful, Andrew. Got into a bit of trouble. He's got into a scuffle with a photographer outside of court. He's gone and sort of Charlie Sheened it. It's behaviour.
He's Russell Crowe'd it.
Yes, he's done it, Russell Crowe. Didn't throw a phone, though. Look, sometimes photographers, paparazzi, they can be considered pesky.
Oh, God, they're all over me.
And Andrew's, he's left court. He's pled guilty to a driving offence. And he was leaving the court.
He finds himself in a bit of trouble sometimes, doesn't he, old Andy?
We all have at times, haven't we?
Geez, I'm no one to throw stones by him.
Let's not. Anyway, and good on him. He's gone, yep, I was in the wrong. I think he was driving an unregistered car. And he's copped it.
Oh, God.
And he's walked out of court. But if you've walked out of court, and look, I guess a court appearance is stressful for various reasons. You don't necessarily want to be in front of a judge.
I tell you what, Boxy, sorry for interrupting, but talking about unregistered cars, that's a topic. Because back in the old days, like 3 or 4 years ago, you used to get the sticker sent to your house.
Now
you don't get the sticker. So you don't know when you actually don't know. If you've moved house or something, you haven't changed a lot, you don't know when your registration's up.
How do they let you know?
They send it out to your house. Is that right?
You just have to let RACV know that you've changed
the
address.
They've done something. You don't get a sticker.
I think you just get sent a letter now.
A letter, yeah.
Reminding you to pay.
Can you just direct debit?
They need to fix that. Yeah, they need to fix that. They need to fix that system.
Okay, we'll make a note of that.
Do you know what they should do? An opt out. Like, if you don't want to keep registering your car, opt out. Otherwise, we will keep annually registering your car. There we go. I fixed it.
I reckon that had hurt some people out here. I reckon that people were being caught.
With unregistered cars.
And I reckon that might have been his defence.
Okay, well, let's say this. Andrew O'Keefe has been very unfairly treated.
Yes.
He got busted with an unregistered car. He's pleaded guilty to it.
Hence why he did this.
Anyway, he's walked out of court and there's a photographer there taking photos. And I understand this. As I said, he's copped it. He's got a fine. I think he's got some sort of 12-month bond. It's no
good
fun.
Good behaviour.
He's walking out of court. And the photographer's in his face. And he's, I'm going to use my language very carefully here. In fact, I will quote it.
Do you want me to read it?
No. He said, I turned to walk down the front steps. This is what the photographer said. I turned to walk down the front steps. And he, Andrew, struck me on the back of my head with his folder. He was walking out the door with folders. So he's claiming been clipped by AOK.
Oh, it's a folder.
My favourite part of all of this is Andrew's reaction. God love him. Mate, if a photographer chooses to get in the way of my folder, that's his fault. So you don't expect AOK to use his folder to get a photographer out of his face. But, folders. Folders can attack. Stationery in general can attack. Mm. And this is the thing. AOK, he's, let's say the headline could be Andrew's assaulted a photographer.
I'm surprised that hasn't gotten a bit more.
I like that it hasn't been in the news too. You know, that could have been a front page story.
100%.
I think everyone's gone. Fair enough. And it's a folder.
Because it's a folder, it seems harmless.
I think
harmless.
It was even a manila folder.
Oh, like just the little flimsy cardboard.
I think it was just...
This is a vanilla story.
It might be a bit vanilla, but the things, like stationery, it's an interesting area, isn't it? Because we all work with stationery. There's most offices or workplaces have a stationery cupboard, but stationery can hurt you. And we are going to ask that question, like AOK's photographer friend who got... assaulted by a manila folder. Has stationery hurt you? And I am talking, we're a very important topic here. Paper cuts.
Staple attacks.
And you know what? Even a workplace, I will accept a nail gun. I know that's not necessarily traditional.
A nail gun.
Isn't that like a stapler?
How do you go from a stapler to a nail gun?
Well, that's sort of tradie stationery, isn't it?
Okay.
I raid our stationery cupboard. So good.
Don't do that.
Kids, all the kids' stuff.
I mean, if you walked into someone
else's... Like office
else,
works
in it's just theft.
We would accept your call if you walked into somebody's folder.
Surely we get some sort of budget in our contract to use a certain amount of stationery. No, I don't use any of it, so you might as well take it
home. Sometimes books can fall on your head.
Yeah, all of these are great examples. Let's see how we go on the phone. So I don't anticipate this one will go off, but you never know.
101.9 The Fox.
Just had the Nando's delivery here. Our good sponsors at Nando's. So Fev and Fee are going to try and push through this next bit of radio.
I don't know if I can. Look at that.
Staring at that delicious goodness.
Look at those Nando's wings.
Captain. Do your work Nando's, and I'll eat the Nando's for the sponsors.
How am I going to talk about stationery when all I can smell is Nando's? Okay, no, we were talking about a little story that's gone under the radar is A-OK, our wonderful Channel 7 personality, Andrew O'Keefe. He was leaving court. He pled guilty to a driving offence, an unregistered car. Anyway, he's had a moment, an incident with a photographer where the photographer has said that he got whacked
smacked
on
him.
The head. By the folder. So Andrew O'Keefe, he said, has whacked him on the head with a folder.
Folder.
Andrew has said, if a photographer chooses to get in the way of my folder, well, that's his fault. He's got a good game, Andrew. I do rate that. He's gone. I'm not taking this online.
I think
online,
he knows it's a
Nando's
folder, guys.
Great chicken.
Get out of the chicken for a minute.
That's the thing. Can you save some for me? Like, seriously.
And for the whole
team?
If
I do this talking, don't you eat all the Nando's?
I'll stop. It's so good.
It is good. The wings are great.
Very distracting. But anyway, we have just said 131060. Please put the wing down. Have you been attacked by stationery? Has it hurt you? Now, we've got Cameron from Hawthorne. Hi, Cam.
Hi.
Hey, have you had an incident, a run-in with some stationery?
I have. I actually work with stationery. I work at a stationery company. And so I have a few incidents with it, but the one that I seem to keep doing, I've got long hair and I tie it up, and I always like to have a pencil on me. And when I'm not using my pencil, I go to put it in my bun, and I am constantly missing and stabbing myself in the head.
Oh, jeez. You've got to be very careful of the old pencil in the head.
You do, because don't forget, that's lead. That HB lead, and that can be really dangerous.
Wow. Well, I've found them under my skin and my hands before as well.
Ooh, Cam.
Jeez, there we go.
That's really dangerous.
You thought this topic wouldn't go well. Cameron had a selection of stories he could have told you.
Oh, I love this.
He just chose that one.
We all just assume that the stationery cupboard's a safe place. That is not so. Rebecca from Ferntree Gully. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Beck, how has stationery hurt you?
I have stapled two fingers together.
Oh.
How
did you do that?
Trying to reload the stapler with like the staplers,
so,
the metal bit.
Yeah, yeah.
The refill.
And then you.
The refill. And I don't know how. I just stapled two fingers together.
Becca, wow. That is really. Did you have to go to the doctors? Did you have to?
Well, it was at school, so I got sent straight to the first aid.
Oh,
jeez.
Good old first aid, eh?
That story made Fev stop eating the chicken.
I didn't even know you could staple you. Well, he's nearly done two plates. I didn't know you could staple fingers together. Now we've got Janice in Listerfield South. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Very well, Janice. How are you?
Oh, I'm good today.
Oh, great. Now, Janice, you seem too up and about to have been affected or hurt by stationery, but has it in fact attacked you?
Oh, absolutely. So I was sitting with my friend in the lecture theatre. The lecture finished. She put her fold-down table down and she was coming back up as I was putting my fold-down table down and the corner of her folder went through my eye and I split my cornea.
Oh, jeez. Janice, is that irreparable damage or did it heal itself?
No, two weeks in a dark room and then 2 weeks with very dark sunglasses.
Oh,
and it's
Janice.
Fine.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Damage.
Well, you know what? I mean, that is exactly what we were after. A-OK, Andrew had an incident where he may have attacked a photographer with a folder, but he claims that the photographer ran into the folder. Janice, you have, in fact, been attacked by a folder.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
As a radio broadcaster, you get some pretty amazing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And when we heard that Kobe Bryant was coming to town and knowing that my wonderful friend and co-host, Brendan Favola, is such a huge basketball fan. I mean, whoa, what was that?
There's some serious feedback there.
Every morning on a Monday morning, no, that's NFL, various days of the week we have to watch basketball in the studio. Yeah. You love your basketball.
I flew to LA Boxy to watch with my brother, to watch Kobe.
That's like amazing. And you two sat there with your little jumpers on.
Yeah, well, they'll put their tops
that's
on.
So cute.
Number 24.
Anyway, we heard that Kobe wasn't doing any interviews, so he's come to town for this speaking tour.
Oh, it's huge. The Hour Group have brought him out for the Mamba Mentality, which is on tonight at Crown, and everyone's just so inspired by his work ethic as a player, so it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, and credit to myself, I didn't have much to do with this, actually. Leon Sjögren, our executive producer, fought hard and got the only exclusive interview with Kobe Bryant one-on-one. Picture this. The palatial President's Suite at Crown Towers overlooking Melbourne. Kobe Bryant, one of the biggest NBA stars in the world.
37 floors up, Boxy.
He's there, the man himself, in walks Feb, and they sit in these plush couches and talk.
I was wondering what he was going to ask me.
That was your interview with him.
And talk basketball.
B-ball. Welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
First time here?
First time, man.
I think you previously went to Sydney.
Went to Sydney, but I was only there for like a day and a half, two
That's
days.
Enough.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Enough.
You think so?
Yeah, it's heaps. Our biggest game in Australia is AFL, Aussie Rules Football, which I used to play as a profession, but basketball's slowly starting to creep in. What advice would you give to Australian kids wanting to be a professional basketballer?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I think, you know, the level of play that's been coming out here recently is on par with the rest of the world. I mean, top notch. I mean, you guys got some of the best players in the world coming out of here, and it's not stopping anytime soon. And I think the most important thing is to understand that it's a matter of consistency, you know? So if you start playing at the age of 10 or 11 or whatever, it's not going to happen overnight. You just do it over a period of time. And then by the time the kid's 17, 18, 19, 20, they're going to be some of the best players in the world. So it's just consistency.
Now, mate, last year, which was an amazing effort, you won an Oscar for the animated film Dear Basketball. Any more plans on making any more films?
Yeah, a lot, actually. So we've built a studio. Entire company, and our company is just based on storytelling, and Dear Basketball was the first project that we launched, and we have more coming. We have a novel series coming out March 19th called the Rolly B. Wizenart series, which is focused on basketball and magic.
Yeah.
And kids dealing with their inner fears and being able to face those to help them become better basketball players, but more importantly, better people. So we have a lot more coming out of the studio.
How did you feel when you were sitting there and then your name got read out to go up and win an Oscar?
That you know, it's a crazy feeling, dude.
Cause
I'm sitting there, and I'm like right directly in front of me is Hans Zimmer, and Hans Zimmer's composed like every, you know what I mean. As I'm sitting, I'm like, holy, you know what I mean. And I'm looking around the room, and there's all of these Oscar winners, multiple Oscar, Meryl Streep, everybody's there, and I'm just sitting, I'm just happy to be there. And then when the category comes up, there's like a rush of like nervous energy that comes.
Did you ever have that playing basketball?
Not like that, not like that, because basketball is a sport that you can control relatively, but in the arts, everything's so subjective. So there's not much you can do the night of this competition, if you will. You're just kind of just sitting there. And so when they, you know, Luke Skywalker of all people, you know what I mean? Read your name, and I was like, oh, what?
Yeah,
like, this
Darth
literally happened. Yeah, that's what I felt like. That's what I felt like.
Now, your wife, she's pregnant with your fourth daughter.
Fourth daughter, man.
And mate, how does it go with a house full of girls? Because I've just had my fourth daughter.
Yeah.
My wife gave birth to
Congratulations,
thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Little Toby a couple of months ago. So
yeah.
I got four girls as well.
All right. So, you know, you're ahead of me.
Yes.
But I think our the similarities that we have in the household is we know pretty much that there's nothing that we can say, because anytime we say something, we're basically speaking to ourselves.
Yeah, we're never right.
No, so you might as well just turn around and just speak to the wall. Like, nobody's listening to you.
I often do that. I say something to my kids, and they don't do anything, because I'm fun time dad.
Yeah, you don't listen to
you. But then when mum says something, they do it.
Oh, yeah, they don't listen
to
you.
I'm like, how does that work?
No, they don't listen to you. And my kids would come up to me and go, hey, dad, can I have some ice cream? I'm like, yeah, I think you already ate dinner. I think it's cool. And they go, Mom, can I have some ice cream? I'm like, dude, you just asked me. I said, yeah. I said, no, we got to check with Mom first. I said, what did you ask me for?
Well, good luck in the upcoming birth.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out to Australia, and, mate, all the best.
Thank you,
Hope
man.
You win another Oscar.
Thank
Will
you.
There be a Grammy in the pipeline? Can you sing?
I can't sing at all, bro. You don't want me singing at all. So if we do win a Grammy, it's not going to come from my voice.
All right, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, man.
Great job from Fev. That was great. We've put an unedited version of that for all the basketball heads because they got into some real basketball detail as well.
What a basketball chat.
But I'm not even a basketball head and I enjoyed that.
He's such a great guy. So inspiring. Kobe Bryant, of course, tonight, the Mamba Mentality at Crown. And so that's huge. Thanks to the Hour Group for bringing him out.
Yeah, but up next, Fev, I want to know, more importantly, yeah, great chat that you had, but how did the paper toss challenge go? Did Fev beat Kobe Bryant tossing paper into a rubbish bin?
Lucky he didn't play you. You're on at the moment.
I'm on, aren't I?
You've got a hot shot right
put
now.
Put a can of Coke in the bin before in one shot.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Yeah, it's a real treat for our friend Fev. We arranged for the only exclusive one-on-one interview with Kobe Bryant, NBA superstar, in town. And the challenge that I did set you, though, Fev, I said, while you've got him, every day in the studio, you and I play a paper toss where there's a bin in the corner and a little bin, mind you. It's a tiny little bucket bin. And we throw paper or rubbish. And I thought, okay, well, how would you, Fev, go up against one of the world's best, biggest
He's
basketball stars?
Top five all-time shooting, as in points.
Mm-hmm.
Like top five ever.
Okay, so let's hear.
In points scored.
But that's shooting a big piece of leather, you know, into a... This is a different discipline.
I mean, it's sort of trivializing his whole career. But anyway, you did it. Let's hear how it went.
Right at the end of the interview, Fev has just set up an impromptu game.
Just a quick one. We've got a basketball thing over there. Do you reckon you'll be able to chuck that into the ring?
Where?
Just behind there. Because I do this at work.
All right, here we go. The Kobe versus Fev paper toss. Rules of the game are each player has three opportunities to shoot the scrunched up paper ball through the hoop and then into the bin. First one to make it wins. Kobe with the first shot.
Oh, he's missed.
Oh, just rimmed out from one of the league's all-time leading scorers and the 16-time All-Star. Favola stepping up. Step back, jump shot, misses.
Put it in the trash can. I'm trying to put it in the hoop in the trash can.
Here we go.
The five-time NBA champion, Kobe Bryant, takes the shot. Into the bin, but didn't go through the hoop first. Fev for shot two.
Oh.
It's missed again. All right, it's going to come down to a final shot. Well, both players taking a shot almost at the same time. Kobe's has missed. Fev's has banged it off the backboard. Well, I don't know if he called glass. It doesn't matter. Favola has come away with the W over Kobe Bryant.
I can't believe that happened.
Boxing, neither can I. And at the end of it, we embraced, we got in and gave a little hug.
Do you mean
hug.
You actually hugged?
Yeah.
He hugged.
He
brought it in and I'm not one for excuses. I don't want to hear about labour pains. I just want to see the baby boxing. And I put it in and he said home court. I had the home court advantage.
Melbourne, yeah.
You
hometown.
Can now, for the rest of your life, say you beat Kobe
in a
Bryant.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a video of that currently in Hollywood, I'm not kidding, actually being edited in Hollywood. So that will come out in the next couple of days and also the unedited chat. If you're
that
into your basketball.
That might be his next short film that he wins an Oscar for.
Mate, maybe he could play me.
If you're into your basketball, there's going to be, if you subscribe to our podcast, you get the full unedited chat. Fev with Kobe. He gets to talk about all his favourite Australian players.
Yeah, he did Byron. He touched on Dante Exum, Ben Simmons, and also talked about Andrew Bogut going over the NBA now.
All I got out of that was Kendall Jenner's boyfriend.
Yes.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Happy birthday to FIFA yesterday, Fev.
Yes, Byron, and we're a show that prank each other, and we've done a lot of pranks over our time, and you want to play a bit of basketball, do you? You're addicted to the basketball.
Tossing the paper.
This is about you now, so concentrate. So,
I mean, I've enjoyed basketball chat for 25 minutes.
We got a little surprise done yesterday with the help of our wonderful producer, Lisa. Ali.
Get her name right.
And we have been stitching you up, and I remember the time when we stitched you up with your favourite TV show, Outland, and we got Sam Heughan. So this was an example of what we used to do to you.
Can you quickly explain how much you love Sam Heughan, the actor that plays this Outlander character?
Well, yeah, so Sam Heughan, he plays Jamie Fraser on Outlander, and if you haven't watched Outlander, you must watch this. It's the most amazing series. It does things to me, and he does. Jamie Fraser is amazing, and I love Sam Heughan, the actor.
And we got Sam Heughan on.
Yeah, this wasn't very good.
This was last year.
This was last year.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Heughan here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. We're on set
in
Bannockburn in a very cool
spot
on season 4 of your favourite show. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
Did you do like a little video?
There is a possible reason there's no video.
But I love how you were so excited.
What is the reason?
But it's actually Leon's boyfriend, Ian. Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, but you know what? That's backfired because I now have a crush on Leon's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I now love Ian.
I think you're just like a Scotsman.
Yeah, Ian is Scottish and a lovely man.
With a lot of hard work from our wonderful producer, Ali, we managed to get this birthday message for real, for you, on your birthday.
Fifi, I believe it might be your birthday, so I would like to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I hope you were treated today and surrounded with friends and family. Lots of love, and especially to Ali as well. Take care.
That was the real Sam Heughan.
No, it wasn't, because you didn't even say it, Sam Heughan.
What, well, why would you say what your name was? This is who you are. I wouldn't say hi,
well,
I'm Byron.
Hi, it's Sam Heughan. I don't believe you.
True, play it one more time.
Well, this is backfire.
Yeah, look.
Leon's brought in an actual
video.
God,
what are you doing? Hang on. Yeah.
What are you saying, Fife?
Hang on.
Fifi, I believe it might be your birthday, so I would like to wish you a very...
She's crying.
Looking at the video.
It's Sam Heughan!
Happy birthday, Boxing!
It's Sam Heughan!
She's sobbing.
Oh, that's so beautiful. It's Sam Heughan.
It's Sam Heughan.
I can't believe you actually got Sam Heughan. He's so gorgeous. Look at him. He's so beautiful. And he said my name and he wished me
happy
birthday.
You'll have that
forever. You did it. I can't believe you actually got Sam Heughan.
Okay, you listen to her during the ad break. She's beside herself. This is The Fox.
Do you think he knows who I am?
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, one of our favourite topics is coming up. Get a room, Mum. But that's not the point right now. Fife, you have just been surprised. It's a late birthday present, and what a lovely gift it was, Fiona.
Yes, as a... Oh, wow. That's the theme to Outlander. And if you're not familiar with that amazing series on Netflix, probably on Foxtel too.
Yeah, Alex loves it. You got Alex onto it.
I know. And Jamie Fraser is the main character played by Sam Heughan. And I fell in love with Jamie Fraser and the actor Sam Heughan when I started watching this series. And last year for my birthday, you pranked me because you said, we've got him leaving you a message. And I got excited, but it was actually just... Not just, it was Leon's
wonderful
boyfriend, who I now also have a side crush on because he's Scottish.
Ian,
and unbelievably, it is actually true because I've seen the video, you got the actual real Sam Heughan to leave me a birthday
we
message.
We have to go through a few people though.
Fifi, I believe it might be your birthday, so I would like to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I hope you were treated today and surrounded with friends and family. Lots of love. And especially to Ali as well. Take care.
Oh, hang on.
I love that man. And he said my name.
What was that end bit though?
Well, this is the interesting thing. Leon, jump on a mic because can you explain how hard that was to get and in the end how easy it was?
So we tried for 2 months before your last birthday. So this has been 14 months in the making. We've been trying through his agent, his manager, back and forwards. Ali's been doing a lot of the pressure on them. And then Ali...
Offering a lot of money too, by the sounds
of it. Open checkbook.
Open checkbook, yeah.
Oh, dear. Mm.
And then Ali's emailed her mate Ruby Rose, who's doing a film with him.
And Ruby just got him to do it. Oh, I love Ruby.
You just have to do a bit quick credit buying.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, thank you, Ruby. Of course, we are looking out for Ruby's new film. It's the new action movie SAS Red Notice, which she's on set with Sam in London filming.
So Ruby, and God love her, has just popped a little camera, a little phone in front of him and gone, please do a video for Fifi.
Yeah. I remember I was at the boxing about 8 years ago, Box Ed. I was playing footy and a young Ruby Rose was sitting behind me and... Gee, she's kicked on.
She's done very well.
I've got a great Ruby story that I'll save for the next time we talk to Ruby.
Oh, good. Look forward to it.
On.
Thank you, Ruby. Well done. You've made Fife's birthday.
Oh, Sam
we'll
and Ruby.
We'll put the video up at Fife Fife Byron as well.
Oh, I'll
Max
keep
and Ruby.
It.
Good
Who's
show.
Max?
Netflix.
101.9 The Fox.
If you just tuned
it
in.
It's your birthday, so I would like to wish you a very
Can you put your phone down?
It's just Sam Heughan wishing me happy birthday.
No, good song.
Sam Heughan from Outlander fame, for anyone who's not familiar with him.
Very nice.
Just wishing me happy birthday. Now, what we're going to talk
you
about?
You have that forever. Kate Beckinsale.
I'm going to watch that all day. Now, Kate Beckinsale, this is interesting because there was a rumour a few weeks ago that Kate Beckinsale might be hooking up with Ariana Grande's ex, Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Now, this is a guy, he's on Saturday Night Live. I'm not familiar with his work.
He's doing well for himself, isn't he?
He just seems to just date chicks. That seems to be his full-time job.
And
he was in trouble a few weeks ago. I don't know if you knew, but he was. He did have a problem a few weeks ago where they were worried about his health and safety. Yeah, he might have some mental health issues. But look, I think they're beyond him now because 2 days ago he was at the basketball, Madison Square Garden. Was it ice hockey?
Yeah.
Gee, they do a lot at Madison Square Garden.
They play ice hockey. They play basketball as well.
Now, he and concert. Kate, as good as confirmed their relationship, and when I say as good as confirmed, when your tongue is a metre
they're
down...
They're playing hockey with their tongues.
Yeah, it's tongue hockey. It's they're really graphic photos.
Right.
So, you know, usually when you start a relationship, you keep a lot of these famous high-profile people keep it quiet or there might be a slight handhold. This was just blatant making out at the ice hockey.
It blew up the internet, Boxy. I was just going through Twitter yesterday and it was
gross.
Everywhere.
Well, it is. I have to say this. I'm not being
judgy
and prudish.
It's a lot of tongue.
But it's just gross. It's really – and see, it's funny, and this is probably coming across a bit judgy, but – Kate Beckinsale is this English rose. She's gorgeous. She's this glamazon on the red carpets. And Pete's like a scruffy teenager. There is a 20-year age gap. Not judging. That's fine. But there's something about it that's just like – because she's – Kate has a daughter, Lily, who I think's 20.
Right.
I reckon Lily would watch those photos and go, yeah, Lily is far closer in age to the boyfriend than the mum.
Like 3 years.
Mm.
Wow.
But I reckon Lily'd go, oh, Mum, get it, like, put it away. Like, I don't need to see that.
Get a room.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, the thing is, mums and dads, you know, they go, if their relationships break down or they maybe don't have a partner, they go on and they date. And sometimes you have to watch your parents when they're in their flirtatious dating phase.
If I ever see my parents, Boxy, Pash, it'd be interesting because they've been divorced for about 25 years.
Sure.
But if I've seen them kiss their partner, it's all, ugh, it's gross.
Is it?
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd give Alex a smooch in the kitchen or whatever, or the lounge.
And the girls freak out?
Just for a gag to see their reaction. And they go, oh. But then Lulu always says, oh, she's beautiful how you and Mum always kiss and love each other. But like Lenny, Mia's like, oh, that's gross, because she's older.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So you don't necessarily want to see your parents making
and
out.
And Alex says it's gross.
131060, have you or do you have to watch one of your parents who's maybe on the dating scene getting a bit hot and heavy?
Ooh.
Maybe Christmas lunch isn't as fun because Mum's got a new boyfriend.
Hey, I reckon today we'll do a little bit tester. We'll get Byron to go home and have a little bit of a schnook with Chrissy.
His ex-wife.
And see what Zephyr, see if he thinks it's gross.
But we're divorced.
More the reason.
There's always hope, Byron. Okay, what a wonderful
light the candle,
reunion.
Have you got any other ideas?
For your son, what a wonderful reunion.
It'll be
that
amazing
would be.
13, for him. He'll never forget his time down under.
What if we set him on a date?
Yeah, and he got to see Marvel last night, which he's been wanting to do for ages, and then his mum and dad have a little schnook schnook.
Oh, yuck. 131060 is, when I say yuck, she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. Not the point. 131060, when have you said, get a room, Mum?
You'd be lucky to get Chrissy back.
100%.
Okay.
I think she's doing better without you.
You have deflected from the actual topic. You're not going to get any calls.
131060.
Here we are.
We'll take some calls.
Yeah, okay.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Kate Beckinsale, she's got a 20-year-old daughter, Lily, to Martin Sheen. He's a fine English actor as well. Anyway, she's hooking up with Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande's ex-fiancé. And forget the age gap, but he's 25, he's tatted up, and he's a guy from SNL, Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
And she's 20 years older, and I just imagine, and good on her, like there's absolutely no judgment here. But when her daughter sees these graphic photos of from they went to an ice hockey game,
yes.
Pete Davidson's like tongue down at her mum's throat.
I wonder if it's a kiss cam, Boxy, because they do a kiss cam at the American Sports where they put a love heart around them, or they just did it themselves and did their own kiss cam.
Bit much.
It's too much.
It's a bit much. Like you just like hand holding, and you just want your mum or your dad to just tone down the PDAs. Like,
is he a toy boy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what you call a toy boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she might just be excited.
Yeah, but just behind closed doors,
Be as excited as you like, but maybe not at the ice hockey.
Anyway, Leanne from Point Cook. Hi, Leanne.
Hello.
Leanne, you've been a mum dating on the single scene, and how have you gone with her? Have you been a bit OTT with the PDAs?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Oh, what happened, Leanne?
So I had three children to a previous relationship myself, and my new partner had three children to his previous partner.
Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Well done.
You can say so, yep. And so we're all happy in love.
Sorry about that.
And, it turns out that his eldest daughter, who was 15 at the time, she wasn't very comfortable with us even really hanging out together, like doing the whole happy family thing.
Yeah.
We respected that. We'd like, okay, cool.
Tone it down.
And then it got to, but then it got, yeah, and we're all like very tasteful about, you know, we're very
tasteful.
Cautious as to, you know, like how we were in front of the kids. But then it got to the point where we weren't allowed to have selfies together on Facebook.
Oh, come on, a selfie, a harmless selfie. We take those with each other on this show.
I love that she's dictating.
Exactly.
She's dictating your relationship.
She's dictating her life.
It's almost a separate topic. Thank you.
I mean, I thought she was going to go down the line of the 16-year-old and the 16-year-old from each relationship.
Greg and Marsha.
End up hooking up. Yes. That's where I was going.
The story didn't go there, did it, Leanne?
Oh, gosh,
no.
Please no.
No. No, well, we end up having a child together and it just went, we're not together anymore.
Oh, gee.
Oh,
this whole story's been quite tough.
It just sounds like any potential love was dampened because you weren't allowed to touch each other.
Thank you, Leanne. Gee.
It's good that you got the
amazing they got a kid out of a selfie, though.
I know. Now, thank you for sharing, Leanne. Now we've got Lily in South Yarra. Hi, Lily.
Hey, Fifi. Happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you, Lily. That's really sweet.
Lily.
Now, Lily, this is your mum. You've actually, been out and about with your mum?
Yeah, so my parents split up when I was 14, and then a couple of years later, she dated a couple of different guys over the years. And shortly after my 18th birthday, we decided to go out together, and she wanted to go to a gay bar. So we get to this gay bar, and she goes to the bar to buy drinks, and she hadn't come back for about 10 minutes. So I went to the bar to look for her, and I found her making out with a girl.
Lily, did you go, hi, Mum?
Like, yeah, I was in complete shock. I just kind of like walked up and kind of said, hi, like, you know, where's my drink? Like,
obviously, there's nothing against that.
No, no.
If you saw your mum, like if I saw Kazza having a bit of a schnook with it, I'd be like, whoa, where did that come from?
Lily, was it your mum just experimenting or was that her way of coming
out?
She
ended up actually becoming a lesbian for a while. I mean, this was a few years ago and she's now dating a man again, so she's bisexual now. But yeah, I'd never heard her talk about anything like that before. Yeah. She's been straight her entire life and it was just a huge shock.
You don't expect that on a night out with your mum, do you?
Oh, yeah, he just goes straight to the bar and say, give me a cocktail.
Oh, Feb, you just lost the cheese challenge.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call, Lily. We appreciate your contribution to the show.
See, this bloody show finished. My cheese fell off the
Okay, for every thank you, Lily, for sharing that story. For everyone who's not aware, at about 10 to 7 this morning, Fev and I both put a Kraft single slice on the studio window.
No,
like when you're at McDonald's and you play with the pickles.
Yeah, anyway, at 1 minute to 9, the challenge was whose cheese would fall off fastest.
That's gross.
And Fev's finally fell off, so I'm the winner.
Well done, and whoever won has to come in tomorrow, and whoever lost doesn't have to come into work.
Oh, well done.
Amazing.
Well, all right, that's it for us. Of course, the podcast is where you'll get Fev with Kobe Bryant one-on-one. And
how do you download that?
Video, well, you go to fox.com.au. And just check it out.
I've done that before. It's so annoying.
Mate, it's really not that hard.
How would you rather?
Because you hit the Fox thing out, then you've got to go all the different shows, and then just give me something to swipe up.
It's also on iTunes. Lots of easy ways to get our podcast, Fev and the legend himself.
It's better than some streaming things. They make you log in and create an account.
I know.
At least we don't do that.
So annoying.
All right.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.